Two Illinois State University math professors spent several years reading about 1,000 cipherbooks from the 1800s for a book on the history of mathematics education. Cipherbooks show students working through problems like this, found in Abraham Lincoln's hand.
If $100 in 1 year gain $3.50 interest, what sum will gain $38.50 in 1 year and a quarter?
In a Harvard University library, the researchers came across an entry for a nearly 200-year-old fragment of an exercise book by Lincoln. Professor Nerida Ellerton.
When I lifted the folder from the storage place among the other students' handwritten work in that box, I trembled.
Lincoln was 16 when he wrote the pages, probably in 1825. No one had previously connected the Harvard holding with other leaves scattered around the country. After Lincoln died, his law partner Thomas Herndon of Springfield split up the copybook and gave out the pages as gifts. Daniel Stowell, the director of the Papers of Abraham Lincoln Project at the Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, says during his life, Lincoln wrote of himself with deprecation.
He says he was born in 1809 in Kentucky. Occupation, a lawyer. Education, defective.
There's an anti-intellectual thread in American politics that helps make people more electable if they claim to come from common stock. Lincoln, the rail splitter, was certainly not above that. But Guy Fraker of Bloomington, a Lincoln historian who's written about Lincoln's legal work, says on the subject of education, Lincoln was genuinely humble.
He also, I think, had an inferiority complex and was defensive about his lack of education. When you consider the circles he was traveling in, he wanted to make it clear so he wouldn't appear to be pretentious about his education.
He was good. He knew his mathematics.
Nerida Ellerton says while Lincoln had no college studies, the 4 or 5 winter terms of school he attended were actually above average for the time.
We have followed through every line of the calculations. He clearly knew what he was doing there.
The new fragments also disprove a claim that Lincoln made mistakes in all his calculations of casting out nines, made in a Pulitzer Prize-winning biography. Casting out nines is a method of checking multiplication. Like many thousands of teenagers dinged for not showing their work even today, the only mistake Lincoln makes in the document is at the very end of the last problem. He writes, "I have no room." Now, even the smallest possible Lincoln tidbit may be worth studying, but Ellerton and her husband and research partner Ken Clements say this cipher book is an example of a 600-year tradition in the history of teaching. Made in a clean hand and mistake-free, Ellerton says they were a reference work.
If they went in their clerk's job or on the wharf and they'd forgotten how to do a calculation, there was an example, a perfect example they could refer to.
They also served as a diploma. Colleges reviewed cipher books before admitting students. Exams didn't begin until the 1840s, but that doesn't mean teachers were not held accountable. Ken Clements says a community committee would ask students questions and examine copybooks at the end of terms.
One thing, if it wasn't beautiful, you got belted up by the teacher in many places because their job depended on it being beautiful. The parents couldn't really understand the mathematics in it, but they could certainly see if it was beautiful.
In the Abaco curriculum method, which Lincoln used and which dominated school math then, Clement says concepts were taught out of the order we might find natural today.
The curriculum was all screwed up at the time, but it was traditional.
Abaco wasn't about the theory of math, he says. It was about practical math for people who weren't all that literate, so they could do tasks in shipping, return on investment, and logistics.
So here's this person out in the middle of Indiana, trying to learn about simple interest and discount, never having studied decimals or fractions or percentage.
Clement says Lincoln was actually pushed into fairly complex methods to solve the problems as a result, much harder methods than we would have to use today.
And it's a bit of a warning for the present and the future, I think.
With today's concern over teaching to the test and how testing does not always measure actual learning, perhaps the approach of Lincoln's cipher book in recording what a student can do is not such a bad method after all.
If the tuition of 3 boys for 2 quarters of a year be $40.20, how much will the tuition of 60 boys amount to for 4.5 years?
I'm Charlie Schlenker.